This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abam to the Kollel Agra de Pirka, Monday afternoon National Shir. Welcome everybody. We have an amazing topic today. We're going to be speaking about Parshas Ikev and some of the most fundamental psukim in the whole Chumash. Let's get up the Marim Kaimais. I want to let everybody know that this evening, tonight at 9:15, we begin a new Masechta, Maseches Nazir, Daf HaShavua. We just completed Masechta Nedarim. We learned it for about 2 years. We do a blot a week, an Amud Monday night, an Amud Tuesday night. We have an Iyun Shir on Sunday, and we reviewed on Shabbos. So it's a wonderful opportunity. Masechta Nazir does not have the traditional commentary of Rashi, but Tosfos on Masechta Nazir is also Mefarish. So we're learning it primarily with Tosfos, and it's a very good way to finish Masechtos in a very thorough way. Okay. We're now in the bonus round of our annual campaign. If anybody still would like to participate, you could go to charity.com/MMH26. Parshas Ekev. V'yato Yisrael, and now Israel. Ma Hashem lekach Hashem emach. What does Ribbono Shel Olam ask of you? Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, what does the Ribbono Shel Olam ask of you? It seems like Moshe Rabbeinu is outlining the summary. If you boil it down, what does Ribbono Shel Olam want from you already? Moshe Rabbeinu says, all there is to do is kiyum liyiras Hashem lekecha, fear him, laleches b'chol derachav, walk in all his ways, ula ahava yisai, love him, v'lavoides Hashem lekecha, serve Hashem your God b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha, with all your heart and all your soul, lishmar es mitzvahis Hashem, to guard the mitzvahis of Hashem, v'eschukosav Hashem noichi mitzavcha hayayim. The Mesillas Yesharim is actually based on these psukim. Mesillas Yesharim says the main things that Hashem wants of us is to fear Him, to go in His ways, to love Him, to serve Hashem with all your heart, and to keep the mitzvahs. But then the pasuk ends, L'toiv lach, for your benefit. Hashem asks of you, all of these things are for your benefit. Now, the simple way of reading these psukim is there are 5 things we need to do. We need to fear Hashem, we need to go in His ways, we need to love Him, we need to serve Him, and we need to keep the mitzvahs. And if you do that, l'toiv lach, it will be good for you. The Ramban rejects that pshat. The Ramban says the words l'toiv lach are not going on these 5 things, that these 5 things will be bring good for you. It's much more than that. It's going on Ma Hashem lekecha shoyom meimach. Why does Ribbono Shel Olam ask this of you in the first place? Why does Ribbono Shel Olam ask this of you in the first place? In other words, it's not that if you do these things, then the Ribbono Shel Olam will do good to you. It's why did the Ribbono Shel Olam ask you to do these things in the first place? He asked you for your benefit. You hear the difference? You hear the 2 ways of reading it? Well, the simple way is, if you do these 5 things, it will be good for you. No, says Ramban. It's much more than that. Why does Hashem ask you to do these things in the first place? The reason is, says Ramban, Nimshach el l'toiv lach. The Ma Hashem lekecha shoyom me'imach is going on, continues to l'toiv lach. Yoimar, as if to say, Einenu shoyom me'imach davar shia l'tzarkai. God is not asking you to do things for Him. It's not like Hashem asks us to do mitzvahs for Him. It's not for Hashem's benefit. Ela litzarkecha, it's for your benefit. Kitam, like the pasuk says, im sadakta, if you're righteous, mat titen loy, you're not giving Him anything. Rak hakol hu l'toiv lach, it's all for your benefit. God asks this of you for your benefit. Va'amar hatam, and it says the reason is, it explains, the psukim continue. What do you mean, this is not for Hashem? No, what does Hashem need this for? He has everything. He has Saturn, Venus, Neptune, Uranus, Jupiter. He has thousands of Eilamos. So what you think, because you put on tefillin, it gives him something, it doesn't give Hashem anything. To Hashem belongs the heavens and the highest heavens. Ha'aretz v'chalar shaba. V'kulam noisnim kaved l'shmai. They're all bringing honor to Hashem's name. Einenu tzarech lecha. He doesn't need you. Rak ba'avoisecha chashak. God only desired your forefathers. Vayivchar b'zara achareyam. And He selects their children after them. Mikol ha'amim. Bachem sha'atem ivchar zaram. You are the choicest of their descendants. V'loi b'Yishmael v'loi b'Esav. God does not desire Yishmael or Esav. The Ramban has a revolutionary understanding on this pasuk. It's not that keeping the mitzvahs will be good for you. It will, but that's not what the pasuk is saying. It's Hashem asked you to do the mitzvahs, not for Him, but for you. Okay? That's the Ramban. Let's add something. Let's add a Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos says a statement from a very important Tana. Which Tana? Rabbi Meir. Very good. Meir Gladstein got it. Rabbi Meir. Tanya. We learned in the Braisa. Hayu Rabbi Meir Oimer. Rabbi Meir would say, Chayiv Adam Levarech Mea Brachos B'chol Yom. A person is obligated to make 100 blessings a day. Shenemar, like it says, V'ato Yisrael Ma Hashem Lekecha Shoyal Me'il Mimach. Al tikri ma elameya. Rav Meir, it's amazing, is the Baal Mechadesh that we're obligated to make 100 blessings a day. In fact, let's see which chapter this is. In fact, the Arachayim HaKadosh, quoted by the Chida, says that making brachos shows that we are banim l'Hashem. That blessings demonstrate that we're banim l'Hashem. That's consistent with Rav Meir's view that ben kach nekram banim. So Rav Meir says that from this pasuk, look carefully, V'atu Yisrael ma Hashem lekach shayom me'imach. It's not just interpreted literally, what does Hashem ask of you, but Me'ya Hashem lekach shayom me'imach. God asks you to make 100 blessings a day. Well, if you put the Ramban together with this Gemara Menachos, then that means that Hashem asks us to make brachos for our benefit. In other words, the simple reading of the pasuk is, God asks us for our benefit to fear Him, to go in His ways, to love Him, to serve Him, to keep the mitzvahs. But according to Rav Meir, Hashem is asking us for our benefit to make brachos. By the way, just as an aside, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky asks, oh, wait a second, how could you interpret the pasuk as referring to brachos? It says Hashem asks you to fear Him. How does this fit into fearing Hashem? How does this fit into fearing Hashem? So Yaakov Kamenetsky cites the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph Halacha Dala, that says there are three categories of brachos: Berchas Hana, Berchas Hamitzvos, and Berchas Hoida. And the purpose of them are Kedei Lizgar Es HaBoyrei, to remember Hashem, Uliyira Mimenu, and to fear Him. So we see the purpose of brachos are to fear Hashem. So the drush and the pshat are not contradictory. The pshat is God asks you to fear Him. The drush is Hashem asks you to make brachos. But those are not two inconsistent ideas. The purpose of brachos is to come to fear Hashem. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Rambam is being masver that the din of brachos is from Yira. Why? Why does the Rambam say that brachos come from Yiras Hashem? Because we learn it from brachos, al tikri ma elameya, but then it says kiyam liyira. By the way, just as an aside, I would add, we would then, l'chaira, have to try to discover how brachos also are connected to laleches b'chol derachav, avas Hashem, serving Hashem with all your heart and keeping the mitzvahs. Okay, but what I would like to bring to your attention this morning is according to Rabbi Meir, that the pasuk is saying that the Ribbono Shel Olam asks us to make 100 brachas a day, putting it together with the Ramban, that Hashem is asking us for our benefit. Not that if you make brachas, it will be good for you, but Hashem asks you to make the brachas in the first place for your benefit. Just want to review how making brachas is for our benefit. All the great benefits we get from making brachas. We're going to go through a number of different brachas and what are some of the material benefits that we get from it. Let's start with Berachas HaMazon. The Sefer HaChinuch famously says a tradition. Sefer HaChinuch is from a Rishon. He says, Kach mekubal ani mei rabbeisai. I have a tradition from my rabbeim. Yishmereim kel. You hear this? Shekol hazoher beberachas HaMazon. Anyone who's careful in benching, Mizaynoisav mitsuyin lai bekavod kol yamav. He will have honorable sustenance his whole life. He will have honorable parnasa his whole life. It's an amazing tradition. People are always looking for segulais for parnasa. If you're careful in Berachas HaMazon, then mizaynoisav mitsuyin lai bekavod kol yamav. People do all kinds of things. They put keys in their challah. They bake challahs in the size of keys, thinking that this will be a Pesach for Parnassa. Well, this is a skula found in the Rishonim. The Sefer HaChinuch says he has a tradition from his Rabbeim. If you're Zohir beBerachas HaMazon, your Mezoinosav will be Mitzuyin Lai. In fact, the Zohar HaKadosh says in Parshas Vayakel, Man demavarech lekotcherichu migoy siva. One who blesses God after being satiated, boy lechavna libe hesef kavana, uleshava ruusa bechedva, and show his friendship and love with joy. V'lo yishtekach atzav. He shouldn't have sadness. Ela divarech bechedva v'razada. He should bless Hashem with joy. Uleshava ruuse, and place his love, dehaiu yav hashta la'achara v'chedva ve'ina tava. And says the Zayar, u'kama di'iu mevarach v'chedva, if you make Berachas HaMazon with joy, u'be'ina tava, and with a good eye, yavin le b'chedva ve'ina tava, God will give the person with joy and with a good eye. If you make Berachas HaMazon with joy and happiness, Hashem will supply for you with joy and happiness. And because of this, you will not find any sadness at all. Ela bechedva. Uvamilin de iraisa. Vishavi libe ruse lmea bracha da baraza de itzrech. Hashem will bless you with what you need. Comes the Chida. The Chida wrote a commentary on the Zayar. And the Chida says, therefore, you should try to eat something that will make you happy. When you eat, you should eat something that will make you happy. This way you say Berachas HaMazon with happiness, and then you'll become wealthy. So here you have two people. One guy says Berachas HaMazon in 45 seconds because he has to run out to make money. Another guy spends 5 minutes saying Berachas HaMazon slowly with happiness. Why? Because he wants to make money. The guy who worked 3.5 minutes less will make more money because he said a better Berachas HaMazon. It's the segula to be wealthy if you're mevarech besimcha uvekol ram. Now, says the Chida Oremez, it says in Mishlei, Birchas Hashem hi ta'ashir. The blessing of Hashem will make you wealthy. V'lo yosef atzev ima. There should not be any sadness with it. What does that mean, Berachas Hashem Hitasher? The blessing of Hashem. When you make Berachas HaMazon, which is the blessing of Hashem, the blessing d'Oraisa, it should be ketikna, as is proper, besimcha, levarech hashchina. Then Hitasher, Hashem will make you wealthy. So the Chida is bringing a remez to the teaching of the Zohar that making Berachas HaMazon, besimcha, is the segula for not only parnasa, wealth. The Rekeach, Rabbi Lezer of Garmaiza, points out, Berachas HaMazon has every single letter of the Aleph Beis. It has an Aleph, it has a Beis, it has a Gimel, it has a Dalet, it has a Resh, Shin, Taf. The only letter it's missing is the final Fe, because the final Fe represents all kinds of Midas Hadin. Af, Shetsef, Ketsef, Agaf. Even in English, Umph, Umph. You know, every groan and moan ends with a F, you know? It just does. And because the final pay represents Midas Hadin. Shoyleit Besuda, the angel of Af, Shetsef, and Ketsef, Agaf, does not rule over a Suda if they say Berchus Hamazon Bekavana. And if you do that, you will be Zoicha to pay roses around your river in Gan Eden. Now, it says, end up pay roses. So you say, that's only 80 roses, first of all. You know what they charge for a rose these days? Every rose is like, you know, it's a couple of bucks. So 80 roses, it's, but it's more than that, because a final pay is not 80. A tuf is 400. A final chaf is 500. A final mem is 600. A final nun is 700. A final pay is 800. You get 800 roses. It's a lot of roses. That's a nice looking landscape you're going to have in Olam Haba. Okay. Then the Eliyahu Rabba says on the Mechaber, and the Mechaber talks about making Berchus Hamazon B'kol Ram. Why would you say Berchus Hamazon B'kol Ram? If you're not Baki in Berchus Hamazon, you would say it B'kol Ram. Then if you have people at the table who are not Bekiyim in Berchus Hamazon, you would say it B'kol Ram. However, if they are Bekiyim, then there would be no reason for the Mevarech to say it B'kol Ram. That's the opinion of Lechem Chamudais. But says the Reish Chachma, you should always make brachos out loud, because a loud voice is ma'or kavana. It helps you remember on Rosh Chodesh, let's say, or on Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh, you'll remember Yalav Yavai. On Shabbos, you'll remember Ritzei. But when you say things quietly, you forget everything. The Mishnah Berurah also points out, those who are medakdek are always are careful to say Berchus Hamazon from a bencher and not bal peh. I'll tell you the truth. Somebody asked me a shayla. Somebody told him he's obligated to say Berchus Hamazon from a bencher. Is that true? No, it's not true. You're not obligated to. It's a diktuk. A diktuk is, it's a very good and important practice. People who are particular in how they're mekayim mitzvos, they do so. But it's encouraged, it's recommended, it's a hiddur for Berchus Hamazon. Then he brings from the Sefer Chassidim that there's a story that somebody died, and the person who died came to his relative in a dream, and he said, every day I'm being punished in Olam Haba, because I didn't say brachos bekavana. So that's the first bracha we discussed, Berchus Hamazon. So look how, through proper Berchus Hamazon, Hashem is mevarech us with parnasa and ashiros. So is it just, if you make the bracha, you get benefits? It's, no, as the Ramban says, Hashem asked us to do this in order to give us benefit. It's not that if you make Berchus Hamazon, you will get benefit. That's why Hashem asked us to do it. Not for Him, for us. Let's talk about Asher Yatzar. On every Asher Yatzar chart in the world, it says, if you say Asher Yatzar B'Kavana, you'll never need a doctor. What's the source of that? It's the Seder Hayom. The Seder Hayom is written by Reb Moshe Ben Machir. He's the author of Moida Ani. A few years ago, we were driving around in the north, and all of a sudden, whoa, we found a sign. And sure enough, we found the kever of Reb Moshe Ben Machir. And what does he have by his kever? He has a spring, a constant spring of water. So we said it was very appropriate that the author of Moida Ani always has running Negelwasser at all times right next to his kever. But he writes as follows. I'm not convinced he's saying that if you say Asher Yatzar B'Kavana, you'll never need a doctor. although that's how he's generally understood or read. I'll let you read the words yourself. However, as we're going to see, Asher Yatzar is an amazing skula for Brios and Refuah. V'im ha'adam yiya shalem b'deyoysav. He says if a person's perspective is proper, u'mechalkel b'mishpat dvarav, and he conducts himself with justice, lo yechle kol yamav, person will never get sick. Here he's not saying that if you say Asher Yatzar b'kavana, one will never need a doctor. He's saying if a person has the right outlook on life, and he conducts his affairs fairly and justly, you won't get sick. V'lo yitztarech l'roife, you won't need a doctor. V'lo l'rfuos, you won't need medicine. V'im kein vaday roi l'varech b'kavana gemura. Therefore, I think what he's saying is that you should make Asher Yatzar with complete kavana, uvedas shlema, and with complete das, l'roife chol basar mafli lasois. I think what he's saying is, since if you have the right beliefs, you'll never need a doctor, then you should say this blessing with the right belief, bedash shlema, to the one who heals and acts wondrously. And then he says, every sensitive person should have kavana in all of his brachas, kadin v'kashura, gently, carefully, bedash shlema. Says the Seder Ayoyim, if you want to get an assessment on a person, look how they make brachos. Umi berchosov shel adam nikar mativa. You could judge, shot somebody up, evaluate somebody based on the way they make brachos. You could tell if someone is a talmid chacham or a fool by the way they make brachos. If they may mumble brachos, then they're probably a fool. If they make brachos carefully, that reflects that they're a talmid chacham. These are not my words. He says, "Im tamar chacham hu v'yirei shamayim." You could tell if somebody is tamar chacham or v'yirei shamayim. Im sachal or a fool. Now, even though perhaps it's not clear that the Seder Hayoyim says that if you say Asher Yatzar b'kavana, you'll never need a doctor. In there's a sefer Tefillah Kehilchasa. He brings from Reb Chaim Noah. Reb Chaim Noah gave over from Reb Shimon Menashe Chaikin, the Rosh Av Bezdin of Adas Ashkenazim in Chevron, that Asher Yatzar has the ability to be merape choylim from difficult machlois, miraculously. Therefore, if somebody is looking for a refuah, for a machla, he should be medakdek to say Asher Yatzar bediktuk, bekavana, bemesinos. You should say it carefully, with intention, patiently. And if you want, you could even say it in the zuchus of a choyla and have in mind their name. The stipler would say that for this eitzah to work, you should be makbid to say Asher Yatzar in a veinig, not bal peh. Some even add, put your finger on the place. Says Reb Shimon Schwab, Oyem and Oira, in Baranovich, the name of Rav Elchanan Wasserman is held in the greatest esteem. He says, I remember a few times when I saw, a few times when I saw Rabbi Chanan I remember a few times when I saw Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, the Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim. I saw how he said Asher Yatzar. It was the way we say Tfilas Ne'ila is the way that Rabbi Chanan said Asher Yatzar. That was the Richuz HaKavana that Rabbi Chanan had when he said the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Furthermore, so This shows us the great power of the bracha of Asher Yatzar, that by saying Asher Yatzar b'kavana, it brings tremendous refuah. Now let's talk about the bracha of Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah, the Noida Behuda says, in the Tzlach on Brachas Daf Samach Dalet, in his opinion, Uladaiti, Birchas HaTorah is a segula nifla'a, that you don't forget what you learned. Rabbi Rafal HaKoin of Hamburg, he writes in the Sefer Marpe Lashon, in Kuntres Tairas Chesed, says Rabbi Rafal HaKoin of Hamburg, Birchas HaTorah B'Kavana is a segula that the Torah should not be forgotten from you and from your children, that your children should be loim de Torah. Why? Because if you're pouring out your heart before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that your offspring should be loim de Torah till the end of Kol HaDorois, and you're showing how chash of Torah is in your eyes, with this you'll be zoicha to kinyan HaTorah, with all of the skulois of Torah. So the Tzlach says, Birchas HaTorah is the skula, that you shouldn't forget what you learned. Rabbi Rafal HaKoin of Hamburg says, Birchas HaTorah is a segula that the Torah should never be removed from your family. There's a Sefer Shasile Zesim. He says that Birchas HaTorah is a segula beduka l'mi she'eno matzliach b'chinuch banav. This comes from the Sefer Shasile Zesim. Rav David Mizrahi or Mishraki Maharadam. He was a Yemenite poseg from 1696 to 1771. He says Birchas HaTorah is a segula nifla'a for those in our time who are not matzliach b'chinuch habanim. Now, comes Rabbeinu B'chaye, and Rabbeinu B'chaye says like this. You know, in Parshas Emor, we have the episode of the Mekalel, that somebody actually had the audacity to pronounce the name of Hashem and to curse it. And Rabbeinu B'chaye asks, isn't it shameful that the Torah records that this actually happened, that someone said Hashem's name and cursed it? Wouldn't it be better if the Torah would not have reported such a thing? Just say the din in general, that if somebody curses Hashem, he will be put to death. This would apply even by Ben Noach, goes without saying, for a Jew. Why would the Torah have to contain and record the shameful incident that somebody actually cursed Hashem? Says Rabbeinu B'chaye, the Torah is relating this incident for two purposes. Number one, to show us the greatness of Klal Yisrael, that this was the only time something like this happened. However, says Rabbeinu B'chaye, there's another lesson. From here we learn a great principle and a great cornerstone in brachos. How a person should be mevarech Hashem. Why? This Mekalel, first he enunciated the name of Hashem by its letters, and then he cursed it. Vayikoiv ben ha'isha Yisraelis, and he cursed. And he was given the punishment of Misa. The same thing regarding brachos. The person should contemplate in his heart the meaning of Hashem's four-letter name and all the various secrets, and then he should be mevarech it. And the reason the Torah records this episode is to teach that if this is the punishment of someone who's Mekalel Hashem, how great will the eternal reward be of someone who's Mevarech Hashem. Such a person will be Yichyeh Chaye Ad, he will live eternally. That, like the Pasuk says, Aroi Mimcha Eloi Kaya Melech, if you elevate Hashem, va'avarcha shimcha li'olam vaed, you'll be able to bless Him forever. First, arei mimcha in your thoughts, then va'avarcha, and then li'olam vaed, you will be zoicha to live eternally. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, in his Sefer Tuvcha Yabiu, he brings a wondrous story, anecdote he heard from Rabbi Zion Abba Shaul, the Rashiva of Yeshivas Paras Yosef. Had he not made this cheshbon, we would never have the audacity to say this. But he said as follows. Says Hagoyin Rabban Tzion Abba Shaul, that in the 70 years of life, making 100 brachas a day, 100 brachas a day, that's 3,000 brachas a month, that's 36,500 brachas a year, and over the course of a lifetime of 70 years, that's 2.5 million brachas. It's 2.5 million brachas. However, when a person la'achar me'a ve'esrim shana, a person will expect to go upstairs, and when a person is being judged, he's hoping the malachei asharis will be bringing in on wheelbarrows the hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands and millions of brachas he made in his lifetime. And a person will maybe extremely disappointed when many of the brachos come in maimed, handicapped, missing words, crippled. If you don't pronounce the words correctly, if you don't enunciate the words, if you don't have kavana for the meaning of the words, then these blessings are not going to be to your merit. They could be, heaven forbid, for one's detriment. So Rabbi Son Abba Shaul would depict that in the course of a lifetime, they're going to be wheelbarrowing in all of these thousands and thousands of brachas, and a person might be jumping for joy for the great simcha of all these brachas coming in. And unfortunately, if a person is not careful in their lifetime, these brachas will not necessarily be to one's eternal merit. However, if a person was attentive in their life to pay attention, to make the brachas properly, with the right focus and pronunciation, then a person can amass a hoin rav, a tremendous amount of wealth through the brachas that one makes. And here we've encountered so many of the brachas bring us different benefits. How brachas hamazon brings to parnasa and ashiros, and asher yatzar brings refuah, and brachas hatoira brings yediyas hatoira, and it's insurance for your children. Each bracha brings us brachas. Says the Avudraham, of what benefit is it to Hashem that we make him brachas? The Avudraham says, no, our brachas are so that we could be zoicha to his brachas. Like Chazal say in the Gemara in Soita, kol ha-mevarech misbarech. Like the Gemara in Soita says, who blesses the Kohanim? The Kohen who gives the blessing will be blessed, like it says, Va'avarcha mevarchecha. Also, the Avodraham says, we say, Su'u yedeichem, Kodesh uvarchu es Hashem, lift up your hands in holiness and bless Hashem. We bless Hashem, and in turn, the Ribbono Shel Olam responds, Yivarechecha Hashem mitzion. Hashem blesses you from Tzion. So here we encounter this amazing new understanding that the same way the Ramban says, what does Hashem ask of you for your benefit? Fear him, it's for your benefit. It's not only if you fear him, it will be for your benefit. The Ramban Hashem asks you to do it for your benefit. Love him for your benefit. Walk in his ways for your benefit. So too, according to the Gemara Brachas that learns that this is referring to the Mea Brachas B'chol Yom, Hashem asks us to make the brachas for our benefit, to give us parnasa, ashirus, refuah, yediyas ha-Torah, good children. All the blessings of Hashem are dependent on our brachas. Sometimes a person says, 100, I have to make 100 brachas a day? It's not you have to. It's a way of you receiving 100 brachas of Hashem. The fact that we make 100 brachas of Hashem shows us the love of Hashem to Klal Yisrael. Look how much Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. He wants to give us l'chol apachos, mea brachos b'chol yom. The mitzvah of mea brachos b'chol yom is for our benefit. The Ribbono Shel Olam asks us because he wants to shower us with mea brachos b'chol yom. Ba'ata Yisrael, ma Hashem shoya me'yimach. L'toivlach. It's all for your benefit. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov. All the best.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.